I'm Joel Block.
And this is Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky with another young radio producer, a winner in our annual Young Producers Contest.
And Deborah, today's winning young producer is Batya Sneer, a high school student in Urbana, Illinois.
Ooh-wee, that's some spicy hot stuff.
No, Granny's not crazy. She just has a perceptual disorder called synesthesia. It's caused by abnormalities in the neural connections of the brain. So, while you and I hear the symphony, Granny can taste it, too.
Tastes mighty good, too.
In the mind of a synesthete like Granny, there are neural links between sensory areas of the brain that are usually separate. As a result, stimuli that should cause an isolated sensory reaction, like the sound waves entering Granny's ear, will also cause another reaction, like a spicy taste. There are a number of ways synesthesia manifests itself. Some synesthetes, like Granny here, can taste sound. Others can see taste. Many have a number of sensory combinations. There's even a special group called conceptual synesthetes who can perceive abstract ideas such as numbers or time. For the most part, synesthesia is not debilitating. It simply gives the synesthete a unique view of the world. So, when you ask Granny how the concert went last night, don't be surprised if she says,
"It was delicious!"
This is Batya Sneer of University Laboratory High School in Urbana, Illinois, young producer for Earth and Sky.
Thank you, Batya. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.